In the name of the Father and Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the Gospel of the fifth Sunday of the Holy 50 days, the Lord Christ defined to us the way by saying about Himself that I am the way, the life, and the truth. No one comes to the Father except through me. This means that no one can make it to heaven and come to know God the Father unless through the Lord Jesus Christ. When we look at this verse, it brings answer to the question about who is the true God and what is the true religion. But also, some questions will be inevitable, that they will pop up before our eyes and we will have to find answers for them as well. Some of these questions, the first one will be, how can we communicate this? This looks tough and hard in order to believe and think that there is no other way. What about others? What about those people who did not know? What about those people whom we see as innocent? We will try to answer these questions at least to ourselves and our convictions before we communicate to others. The first point here that we should be always convinced with, that we should not communicate another message. There is only one way to the Father. It is not to be kind when we give a message that's hazy, something that's not sure, and we try to be kind to others and communicate something that makes them feel good about what they embrace as a religion for themselves. This is not right, and we should not be falling into this temptation. As the famous writer C.S. Lewis says, being a Christian does mean thinking that where Christianity differs from other religions, Christianity is right and they are wrong. It is as clear as so, there is nothing in between. As in arithmetic, there is only one right answer to a sum, and all other answers are wrong, but some of the wrong answers are much nearer being right than others. Basically, what he means is that when I ask anyone what 1 + 1 will equal, there is only one right religion, right answer, that's 2. Some people will say 500 and some people will 3. The 500 is wrong and 3 is wrong, even if they are close to the right answer. We have to have this conviction. There is only one way, that is the Lord the Christ. Sometimes we think of ourselves that maybe we are kinder than God. We have compassion on other people and we feel for them more than the one who created them and came to redeem each and every one of them. Our message should be clear as the Lord communicated to us. I am the way. There is no other way. No one can come to the Father except through me. The second question is about what those who do not know. Believe me if I say that I doubt that God will leave himself unknown to anyone. Even at the time of the Old Testament, when it was clearly that the people of Israel were his people, God made himself known and manifest to others as well. While Joshua was about to attack Jericho, God had in the city a lady called Rahab, and she was a harlot. No one even cared about her, but God cared about her, and he delivered her. Among all the nations, by that time, God cared for the people of Nineveh and sent for them one of his prophets, that's Jonah, to preach and bring them to his remembrance. St. Paul says to the Romans, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Even without anyone preaching to anyone, God made himself manifest through the world that we live at. Just looking around us, we have to come to believe that there is a designer of the system that we are all living in. How those people behaved after they have become to know about God. The people of Nineveh gave us the example. One time Jesus just heard the warning and they heeded it, and they went and did what God expected them to do. Just one warning given by the prophet Jonah was enough for a whole nation to be saved. If there is anyone that God would know that this person will come to his knowledge, God will make himself manifest to. God appeared to Saint Paul and converted him. I think the Lord Christ is still ready to appear to anyone and speak to anyone and send a messenger to everyone and anyone who might be willing to know about him. The other question is about those innocent people, or what we see them as innocent. We always think that in other religions there are very good people, they are very good and saints. Actually, they are saints in our own eyes, but this is something very relative. St. Paul to the Romans says that for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Who really can claim to be innocent in the eyes of God? It's about this story about the pastor who had a funeral in his church, and then the brother of the one who departed came to him and said to him, "Pastor, I would like you, while you talk about my brother, that you call him a saint." The man was not good by any standards, and the pastor didn't know what to do. So he said that in his sermon, "You know that the one who departed was a cheater and a liar and a thief, but comparison to his brother, he is a saint." This is exactly sometimes how we think, and we make judgment about this person being a saint and innocent is more godly than being more godly than us. Doesn't mean that this makes him saint before God. The other question is, not knowing all of his judgments should not cause us to doubt what we know. What we mean by this? Sometimes we ask ourselves, what will be the fate of those people? The answer is, we do not know. We know that no one comes to the Father except through the Lord Christ. What about those people who believed partially, who were baptized but did not take communion, who in their way to be baptized, they have something happen to them? The answer is, we do not know. But what we do not know from God's judgment should not make us to doubt what we already know and we believe. St. Paul also to the Romans concludes his debate for God's judgment by saying, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor?" If we do not know an answer, this should not make us to doubt what we know. What we believe, what God made it manifest and clear, should be a conviction that we should go and preach to all the people whom we care about. The last question is, when we read this verse, that he is the way, usually we think of others, but the question truly is, what we're going to do with this? Knowing that he is the way, the truth, and the life, what will we now do? This fact makes us responsible. We have a responsibility in order to communicate this to others. St. Paul also to the Romans say, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" If you care about those people whom you think they do not know, they are innocent, then we should be doing something. I should step up and communicate the truth to them. If they accept it or not, this is not our responsibility. Our responsibility is that we make it known that the Lord Christ is the way. Something that Saint Mark, whom we celebrated and his commemoration yesterday, did. He cared about the people living in where he was born, Libya and Egypt. And he went there coming with this message, "I came to tell you about the way, the truth, and the life." With no clear plan in mind, what he's going to do, how he's going to handle all the questions, his zeal was enough to bring him to the people in Egypt and to bring the people in Egypt to the knowledge of the true God. It is a verse that should burden us with the sense of responsibility and necessity, as St. Paul says, that we go and tell others about the Lord being the way, the truth, and the life. to whom is the glory forever and ever. Amen.